Welcome to the Precision Pays podcast, featuring news and information important for growers who want to produce more efficiently. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this program. Precision Ag Technology is the choice of champions these days. At the Info Ag Conference this year, National Corn Yield Contest winner David Hula of Virginia gave a presentation on technology and productivity. One technology he uses is a virtual weather station called Skybit.com that he says accurately tracks soil temperature to help with making planting decisions.
These virtual weather stations, the satellite weather stations, will tell us what our soil temperature is 2 inches deep. I really had a hard time believing that because I can't even believe my weatherman in a local area. So I took a thermometer, and you know, they are so accurate that I do have faith in that. And now they're using the same information to help us on their disease modeling when we need to put out fungicides. We're not seeing anything on the insects right now. It's helping us on their disease control, planting dates. And then we take all this information at the end of the year, and then we overlay our yields with their yield max. And then all of a sudden, we can figure out why their yields were down or why they were up. Now, the next challenge is, can we help use that to predict what we need to do throughout the year? So that's a challenge for all y'all, just to help me out.
Another winner who swears by precision technology is T.E. Moy Jr. of Newton, Georgia, who was honored this year with the Farm Press 10th Annual Peanut Profitability Award for the Southeast region. Those awards are based on production efficiency, and they honor growers who produce the highest yields at the lowest cost per acre. They're also based on a producer's entire farm operation, not just individual small plots. Moy, who runs a diversified farming operation with cattle, peanuts, corn, and sometimes cotton, says precision farming technology has really paid off for him.
Without a doubt, we used to have a growth stimulant that we could keep the vines smaller, but it was very obvious to us about 2 years ago that we were unable to do a real good job of plowing up our peanuts and inverting them because we couldn't see the row. So I thought we had to do something to do it, and no doubt in my mind that we can save in some instances 1,000 pounds to the acre. So a peanut at $500 a ton, 1,000 pounds an acre, pay for your guided system pretty quick. You got to plant them with that guided system, and then you got to plow them up with that guided system. But that has made a big impact. It's very obvious to me that I'll with the profitability, you understand where I'm coming from. If I spend something, I want it to make me money. And I think we probably paid for our guided system in 1 year.
Just like our computers and our cell phones, precision technology just keeps getting smaller and better. Ag Leader Technology has been providing software mapping solutions since 1996, and their newest handheld SMS mobile field PC puts precision farming software in a tough but tiny package. Kurt Lawton interviewed Ag Leader Software Sales Manager Michael Voss at the InfoAg Conference.
Michael, why don't you talk to me a little bit about this SMS mobile handheld computer that you guys offer with a wide variety of software that's can be very valuable for growers.
We've got a SMS mobile product that's able to take hold in your hand and take it out into the field. It has GPS that's incorporated into the system, and in general you can accomplish 5 different modes with this handheld product. Create boundaries out in the field. You can also have it in the planter or sprayer tractor as an example and record where you've driven. We call that a coverage logging map. There's a general recording operation that we use. And then the two largest ones that are used in our particular growers is soil sampling and crop scouting. So crop scouting, monitoring how the crops are doing throughout the season, and then soil sampling to create grids or create zones out in the field and then navigating to those zones in order to pull soil cores. So those are the 5 operations in general that we can accomplish with our SMS mobile device. This is a management system for your cropping season. so you can manage all your fields. When you go into any operation, for example, when we're going to enter into crop scouting, the first thing we see is you select the field that you want to enter into. So these fields would be loaded already onto the system, perhaps, or you could add them on the fly. There's an add button that you can certainly add it out on the fly. As soon as you, there's other management setup information. It, for example, it gives us the date and the exact time that we're scouting, which is helpful for record keeping later on. But when you enter into crop scouting, it's really set up by the user. But in the screen that we're looking at currently, as an example, we're going to record the growth stage, the crop height, the crop condition, the population we see, when we want to rescout it, if there's any other general comments we want to make about the field. So as soon as we enter into this field, you can have real time in the background. You'll have a satellite image of the field. You'll have perhaps a boundary of the field, and you'll be able to see yourself walking through the field on this satellite picture on the actual handheld.
Obviously, this could be big benefit for growers who are going to say you've got aphids in a portion of the field, or you've got some other perhaps disease that you've noticed while you're scouting, and how does that play into the other equipment that can be used?
Yeah, this is a device that you can really ground truth the information that some of the other Precision Ag data is giving you. So when you're looking at problem areas like aphids, or even when you're looking at, you want to check a stand count, if you did different rates out in the field for planting, you'll be able to go out into the field exactly where you change your rates and be able to tell, did the planter actually change from 36,000 seeds per acre down to 32,000 as an example. So this is really a way that you can ground truth, and you can see the information real time up on the screen.
This looks like a very, very rugged device, too, which has got to be very popular with growers. And talk a little bit about how they're using it.
Yeah, from those two aspects, the ruggedized part of the system was critical to us in the beginning. When we began to make our software here, we realized that a handheld that can get dropped in the dirt, dropped in water, used in the weather is essential for our market. And so we went with this ruggedized PDA device. We've had this device for just about right at 2 years now, and the feedback we've gotten, we've made some steady improvements. For example, what's coming up here in just a few months, we're going to add a navigation screen. When folks have been soil sampling, they're navigating to a certain soil point, but they want to see the distance clearly, but they want a big circle that tells them exactly the degrees that they need to head to that point. Before, it was just you saw yourself and you saw a little point, and it was hard maybe to see without zooming in a lot exactly where you needed to go. So we've kind of automated some of that based off growers saying, giving us some feedback from the device.
You've been listening to the Precision Pays podcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.